The first person I have the opportunity to speak with today is Molly O'Riordan, another player for the UD women's basketball team. I was going over your bios. There's a lot of things in there, but the one thing that impressed me doesn't have anything to do with sports. The fact that you were a member of the National Honor Society. Not a lot of people get to do that, to be that member.
Yeah.
Don't they give you like a cap and a pin or something?
Oh, I got a little medal.
A little medal?
Yeah, I got to wear it at graduation, so.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so. It was nice.
So you got to be a fairly good student then, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm pretty good.
Well, how do you find classes here at UD? Are they easy, hard?
Well, I'm an education major, so in like elementary ed, so I would say like compared to, you know, like a jock or Jada who's like a
medical type person,
like health science, like yeah. My classes are fairly easy compared to them. But
well, classes are one thing. So when you get out into reality, that's gonna be another story. You're gonna have to handle the tears, especially if in your elementary.
That's okay though. That's okay. I signed up for it.
So Barrington, Illinois.
Yes.
Where exactly in Illinois is that?
That's like a northwest suburb. It's kind of like about like 45 minutes out of Chicago.
To the west, I guess, of Chicago.
Yeah,
I presume, because if you
like, we're here, Chicago's here, and then like
the rest of Illinois is down.
Yeah, like we're kind of like closer to Wisconsin, but it's like pretty easy.
Are you still in Cook County or?
Yeah, I'm Cook County.
Okay, so you're pretty close to Chicago then.
Yeah.
So.
Depends on the day, though, with the traffic.
Well, I was just about to ask you about the traffic.
Sometimes it's bad, but if you take, you know, the express train, you can get down there in 30, 40 minutes. Okay. So.
Do you go in down to central Chicago very often?
Yeah. Well, when I'm home over the summer, I try to get up there with my friends, like, a couple times. And then, actually, for, like, when we get our little break in about a week or two, my mom and I will go down with some of my friends from high school. So,
you being a local, maybe you wouldn't have done this. I don't know. But you know what the Willis Tower is, right?
Yes, I'm aware.
Did you go to the top of the Willis Tower and go out on the glass platform?
Yeah, when I was a kid, my mom took us.
And how'd that work out?
Well, I really don't, like, fully remember it, but I have a picture of me, you know,
you're not
sitting
afraid of heights,
on it. So
then?
I guess I wasn't scared.
You're not afraid of heights.
I don't know if I would do it now, but.
Well.
Yeah. Heights.
I know.
I wouldn't say I'm afraid of heights.
I know when I went out there, I walked out there, but I was holding on to the walls just in case.
Yeah, it's a little daunting, but.
So, education is your thing. That's what you're going for. And it's elementary education.
Yeah.
All right. And ask me a little bit about your family.
Okay.
Everybody, you're native to Barrington, Illinois.
Yes.
Okay, and you're. The daughter of Wendy and Rob O'Riordan.
Yeah.
You have two siblings, Danny and Jack. So you're the only girl in the factory?
I am
in the family?
Only girl, yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well.
Who is older, you or your brothers?
So, like, I have an older brother, Jack. He's the oldest. He's 21. He's 21. And then I have a twin brother, but I'm older by a minute, so technically I'm a middle child, but...
You're in the middle, okay.
Yeah.
So how was that growing up with two brothers? Did you have to kind of fight for yourself?
Yeah, I kind of got, like, you know, they gave me a hard time a bunch. And, you know, it was fun. Like, now it's fun. Like, we all get along. But when I was older, or when I was younger, like, my older brother kind of, you know, would give me a bunch of crap, and my twin, Danny, would just kind of...
Join right in, probably.
he wouldn't get in trouble, but he would do it, so...
So, did your brothers... when you're getting into basketball, what drove you in the direction of basketball?
Well, my mom played basketball, like, in high school, and she played... Like, she walked on at Illinois for, like, a year, and so, like, it's kind of just, she grew up doing it, my grandpa, like, we all kind of played, and, like, we're a basketball family, like, none of us played football or anything, so, like, it's just been basketball. Basically, my grandpa, like, was kind of the driving force, like, throughout our whole entire extended family.
So, did you play basketball against your brothers?
A couple times, you know, some driveway battles, but we were all kind of all doing so much, like we would just play horse and stuff. So
okay, well, helped you improve your skills, right?
Yeah.
So, I wanted to look at. I didn't want to get into a whole bunch of statistics, but I wanted to go through just from this year. So, your career high points. You know how many you got?
I think it's 11.
There you go. You got that one. Longest amount of time you played, 31 minutes.
Yeah, is that the Illinois State one?
And some of these others. I'm going to skip over here. Let's see. Free throws, 4 that you made.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. And there's not, I'm sorry, free throw attempts.
Oh. Yeah, I don't
the ones you made was half of that, too.
That's probably but, too. I tend to choke at the free throw line.
Rebounds, though, 13. You do pretty. I've watched you rebounding out there. You're right in the mix.
Yeah, I try.
And I saw one of the pictures I have on the UD website, and it looks to me like you must really be concentrating when you're playing a game out there. I don't know who it was, but you had your tongue between your teeth, and like you're really deep in thought.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, do you concentrate on that moment?
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I try to do, like, whatever my coaches are asking me to do when I'm out there, so.
Speaking of coaches, and not your head coach, but you have other coaches.
Yeah.
And you have practices.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to do in practice?
We have this drill called 4-ball-1-more, and it's basically just a shooting drill, and I like it a lot.
Okay.
So that's my favorite drill.
That's your favorite drill.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's your least favorite?
Oh, Coach Meeks runs this drill called 2-3-5,
yeah.
And it's like a passing and like layup type drill, but like we're like we start with two people passing it back and forth and we're running down the court, and then we add a third person in and it kind of becomes like a three-man weave type thing, but like you only get like two passes, and then when you have five people in it's like a five-man weave, but like it's like you're just kind of sprinting back and forth the whole time. So
does everybody catch the ball every time?
Well, yeah, we're supposed to. If we don't, though, we have to start over. And, like, you have to get 15 layups in a row. And, like, if you miss a layup, you start back at 0. Oh,
I can see why that's your least favorite one.
Yeah, you know. I don't love it, but.
How about playing against the guys?
Oh, I think it's, you know, some days I don't like it a lot. I don't like it, but other days, like, it's fun. I think it's good. I enjoy playing against them.
Do you feel like they're cutting you any slack or they're not cutting you any slack?
It depends on, like, the practice player. Some guys, like, they won't. Okay. But the ones that come more consistently, they come and they get buckets, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got to be on your toes for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Molly, I thank you for coming to talk to me, and I'm going to keep watching you on those rebounds.
Yeah, I'm going to
get in the mix.
Keep doing my best.
That's right. Do your best. That's all you can ask. But thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
Of course. Yeah, I was here anyway, so it worked out perfectly.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah.